the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospeaksGarageHuntRadio.
I think we have yet to reap the so-called benefits of the acid generation.
LSD was isolated by Stuhl and Hoffman in a Sandoz Pharmaceutical Company of Basel, Switzerland. When in 1943, Hoffman became temporarily psychotic through accidental ingestion of the drug, the door swung wide open for research into the nature of the schizophrenic process and, in a larger sense, into the biochemistry of psychosis.
Once again, Retrospect fans, to your hour of 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, episode 380, and it is the second for Psychedelic September. Last week's episode available via all good podcasting providers. And this week we are looking at music inspired by that serotonergic hallucinogenic drug known as lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD. Got underway with a track from The Desperates, a side of a 45 from 1966. These guys hailed from Briggins, Germany, a small German label CCA, distributed by Metronome in 1966. Their manager got them booked for a show in Osnabrück, where they were also given some studio recording time. They recorded this 45 with the track we had, LSD, as the A-side, started getting into jukebox around the area, and some of the hipper teens of the time cottoned on to the reference. So it was a cover of the Pretty Things drug anthem LSD, and that's a song that will pop up again later in this episode. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We got the show underway with a track called LSD. Here is another one with the same title but out of the UK from 1967 off an album called Little Games, the fourth American album by this most English of rock bands. This is the fantastic Yardbirds. Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Life's a geographic slave with things in it to keep up to date, like carnival and just bizarre, and weddings, deaths, and a trip to Mars. Lie to yourself when you go to sleep, standing on the brink of sorrow. Go out in the street with your little blind monkey, beg, steal, die, or borrow. Little beggar, have a good day. With your time, like a bottle full of whiskey or an old lover's line. Supermarkets and laundromats, coats in the summer and bell-bottom hats, double-breasted wallets and a polka dot sky, woman on the corner selling cigarette pie. Bottles in an aging wild, crack and plaster and a rusty knife, scratchy voices with songs unsung. Before you know it, your life is done.
This is a glass of water, colorless, tasteless. It contains 100 gamma of LSD-25, one-tenth of a milligram, the equivalent of 1/600th of a grain. An ounce of this material will make 150,000 such doses. Let us observe the effect some 3 hours later.
Yeah.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 380, second episode for our first ever Psychedelic September. So we started the set with LSD by the Yardbirds, recorded and released in 1967 on their first album that they recorded after becoming a quartet with Jimmy Page as the sole guitarist. That was followed by a track off a compilation called Psych of the South Lost Souls Volume 1. The band is called Suspension of Belief. The track, also called LSD. This band, Suspension of Belief, evolved out of a band called The Villagers. That band had begun when a guitarist called Pat Barclay, with her twin sister named Pam, joined a drummer and bassist in the ninth grade to play instrumental tracks. They entered North Little Rock High School in 1966, played one of their first gigs at the 4th Street Junior High School. They became Suspension of Belief. In 1967, released a cryptic early psychedelic record called LSD under that name. Suspension of Belief with LSD. And wrapping the set off a compilation called Get the Picture 1964 to 1972. That's a Pretty Things reference in that title. It's a New Zealand release. And the band The Roadrunners were from Lower Hutt, north of Wellington, formed 1964. Members had an average age of 16. During 1965, they had a residency at a venue called the Intermezzo Coffee Lounge. They never recorded, but they did do a demo session from where I got that track, also called LSD, and that's another cover of that Pretty Things track. So the Yardbirds with LSD, Suspension of Belief with LSD, and New Zealand's The Roadrunners with LSD. Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Well, there's a picture and information about this next band up on our Facebook page. They're called The Velvet Illusions, also Gregory and The Velvet Illusions, sometimes just The Illusions. Formed Yakima, Washington in 1965. Mainly doing British Invasion tracks, some early psychedelia, released 5 singles. Best known because of inclusion on several compilations, including Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets. Started out from a jam session in 1965 in an upholstery shop. One of the band members' father decided to manage the group, got them supplied with Vox equipment and velvet outfits, hence their name, The Velvet Illusions. They seem to have mainly done Beatles and Stones tracks, Monkees as well, a few novelty tracks, and that would be because their manager had a stated desire to make the group clean-cut alternatives to other bands of the period. Things seemed to go a little awry. By 1966, they released their debut single, and it was called Acid Head. So this is The Velvet Illusions with Acid Head.
She wakes up in the morning, and then she does that will help her on her long trip in search of peace of mind. And when she feels she can't go on, she simply says she isn't strong enough to fight the threats she needs so much. She wakes up in the morning, it feels that she don't need. The poor girl's merely living in a dream. She wakes up in the morning and she gets a feeling inside. So she reaches for a box of drugs, which get her feeling high. But she don't know the reason why she gets a bigger urge's time. The poor girl needs a meal or she'll die. She wakes up in the morning, taking pills that she don't need. The poor girl's merely living in a dream. She wakes up in the morning and pretend she doesn't need the fix that will help her on her long road trip in search of peace of mind. And when she feels she can't go on, she simply says she isn't strong enough to fight the crush she needs so much. She wakes up in the morning taking pills that she don't need. The poor girl's nearly living in a dream.
I first dropped acid when I was 18. I was over at these people's house one night. This guy I went to school with was over there and asked me if I wanted to try some acid. I had read about it in the newspapers and heard a few friends talk about it, so I was curious. I was pretty jacked up on marijuana, so I decided to try it, and I dropped it. I don't know what I was waiting for, a flash or a rush or whatever, but I kept sitting there waiting and waiting, and nothing was happening.
Everything is in color, and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all the molecules. I'm part of it. I'm. Can't you see it?
I'm trying.
Thank you.
Punk September in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Slices of acid-inspired 60s psychedelia. The Velvet Illusions' Acid Head, top of the set. Then a band called Sun Cycle. 1969 release from Asheville, North Carolina. Track called Acid Raga, Part 1. It was followed by a track off the California Nuggets compilation. The band's called Canterbury Fair, often written as Cantbury Fair. Sundazed Music released a CD bringing their material together in 1999. From what I understand, they released just one single on Koala Records. That was Days I Love and Song on a May Morning. But we had a track from Canterbury Fair called Acid. And wrapping the set, another one from Sun Cycle, the rest of that Acid Raga track, Acid Raga Part 2. So four slices of American acid-driven psychedelic rock. But we've got global psychedelia straight after this. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it a habit for me?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence.
Well, here's a guy called Gregory Ken. His real name is Jean-Pierre Trochu. He is a French singer-songwriter. Worked with Jacques Dutronc. Began recording singles under the pseudonym simply Gregory. Went on in the 70s to play in a lot of musicals, including Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell. So this is Gregory, out of France, the track LSD et Système D. LSD!
Autour de nous les gens s'affolent. Où irons-nous, jeunesse folle? Avec la drogue pour boussole. Chacun choisit sa liberté. LSD, LSD. En route pour le grand voyage. Avec une pilule pour bagage. Ou un buvard qu'on se partage. On vous salue la société. LSD. On se réunit entre amis ainsi.
goûter, ça suffit, merci. Fantastique a fait son effet, LSD. Dans une vision de couleur de feu, on peut s'offrir tout le bonheur qu'on veut. On comprend tout, on peut tout faire mieux. Se transformer ou s'envoler, LSD.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
To be Christian, and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from every Elvis Presley that comes along.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
of my little woman. Oh, that little girl don't love me. Yeah, I love that little woman now. Oh, that little woman don't love me. I love her so bad, Jack. Oh, oh, misery. I woke up in the morning, Jack. Yeah, tears run down, down on my face. I woke up in the morning, Jack. Yeah, tears, tears run down my face. All your reason, child, yeah, but drive me insane. Okay, now, show me your way.
Four slices of global psychedelia in this week's Psychedelic September. Gregory, top of the set, out of France, LSDS System D. Then, from Canada, Lay Sinners, rare 1967 track called LSDRR, or Ha Ha, depending where you see it written. Lay Sinners formed in 1965 in Montreal. Very cool track. Then from Brazil, Fabio, a track called LSD Lindo Sonho Del Arante. That's the A-side of an RCA Victor single from 1968 out of Brazil. Fabio, Lindo Sonho Del Arante, LSD. And then wrapping the set of four from Japan, the Golden Cups. Video on our Facebook page. Golden Cups, one of the Japanese group sounds bands of the 60s, formed 1966 in Yokohama. Band member had travelled to the States and returned with one of the first fuzz boxes. The band formed, called themselves Group and I originally. Released their album, Golden Cups album, in 1968. And we had a Golden Cups track called LSD Blues. So, global psychedelia from France, Canada, Brazil, and Japan.
A lot of different groups. Singapore, Japan. I have been disappointed with some others, like, you know, Venezuela, Mexico.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. This band is called Les Fleurs de Pavot, formed in Calais, France, 1966, together through to 1968. Les Fleurs de Pavot, Dégageur le LSD.
En sortant de chez moi, le percepteur a tout cassé dans l'ascenseur et avec sa petite auto, il est tombé dans une bouche de métro. Au ministère, il est entré en lisant l'humanité. Il s'est fait virer. Le LSD que j'ai mis dans son café a fait mauvais effet à dégager. En descendant l'escalier, la concierge m'a interpellé. J'allais filer en courant lorsqu'elle m'a dit très gentiment qu'elle avait payé mon loyer. Elle m'a invité à déjeuner, un vrai conte de fées. Le LSD que j'ai mis dans son pot-au-lait a fait un bel effet.
Dégagez.
Mon voisin Monsieur Dupont avait très bonne réputation. Ça faisait une trentaine d'années qu'il travaillait au PTT. Mais un jour, comme un idiot, il est allé à son bureau en kimono. Le LSD dans son tabac brisé avait fait son effet à dégager. J'en aurais plein d'eau, des petits costards, des petites autos, des belles pompes tout en croco, et prendre un pot de magot. J'irais vendre des pièges à rats déguisés en porte-clés. Je vais bien rigoler. Le DDT commet dans mes idées à longueur de journée. Tant d'années, on n'aura plus aucun effet. La société et ses jolies pensées voulaient faire la peau à ma liberté. En aimant de peau, ça n'a pas marché. Oh, je vais décoller, partir en vol plané. On va m'enfermer, mais rien ne pourra plus m'arrêter. Les murs sont en train de lâcher. Quelle belle journée, quelle belle journée.
I could be with a group of people, but I couldn't communicate to them.
Well, what can scare you is that all structure can break down. Everything can become one. And that's sort of scary. Another thing that can happen is when you're really far out, things just can disappear.
Because as you suggested, I'm one, allergic to it. And two, I don't like to even entertain the notion that that sort of flip-out may occur again.
I'm not afraid of anything anymore, which is, you know, has good points and its bad points. I'm especially, you know, not afraid to die.
The danger of lasting physical and psychological damage to the user remains an important factor in the rising use of these drugs.
And I'm disconnected.
Is like Russian roulette. I don't think it's like swallowing goldfish. I don't think it's spinning a hula hoop or crowding a lot of people into a telephone booth. I hope people who are considering using LSD, however, will think of some of these things. We don't know them all. We do know a few, though. And one of the ones that we really know is that they may be damaging themselves permanently.
Slices of acid-inspired psychedelia for Psychedelic September. Les Fleurs de Pavot from France with A Degageur Le LSD. Then a true novelty, the fabulous Foreskins. But the Foreskins recorded an album called Sing Songs of Medicine and Med School. So the fabulous Foreskins sing songs of medicine and med school. Album released 1967 with such tracks as Red Cells in Your Urine, Dutiful Extern Her Vagina, and the track we had, LSD. Then wrapping the set, also from France, Five Gentlemen, a 1966 45 on Riviera. The A-side, Kuas Tu Katiusha. We had the B-side, LSD 25 O La Metamorphosis de Margaret Steinway, often written up as simply LSD 25. So three tracks in the set, A Degageur Le LSD, LSD and LSD 25. There's a distinct theme in this week's episode, with every song titled either LSD or acid. How about that?
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Don't forget that the podcast links are up on our Facebook page. You can also get Retrospect all across the web. More and more podcasting sites and apps have Retrospect in their listings. On our Facebook page, that's Retrospect Garage Punk Radio, I post up links to every episode with the full track listing and where the bands are from. So give us a like, Retrospect Garage Punk Radio. And that's it for our second Psychedelic September episode, a completely LSD-themed episode this week, and we're going out in the same way. In fact, we are going out with something really interesting. The first time that LSD was ever referenced in a musical recording. It is the B-side of a 45 from 1960 by The Gamblers. The A-side was called Moondog. The B-side, LSD-25. They're a surf rock band out of Los Angeles. Early on, they were covered by bands such as The Beach Boys. They recorded Moondog and LSD-25 at American Recording and Radio Recorders. Moondog, the A-side, instrumental, surf music. The B-side, LSD-25, written after they read about the hallucinogenic drug in a magazine. So the very first appearance of the term LSD in recorded music. What a way to wrap this Psychedelic September episode. The Gamblers. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.